Good afternoon, this is Chris, and I'm here in Stockport with Mike Gary and Mary, who's been taking part in one of the Stroic poetry groups that we've been running with Mike recently. So I'm just going to hand over to Mike. Good afternoon, Mike.
Good afternoon, Chris. What we've been doing is we've been getting people to write and sharing our poems with some facilitators from the Halle and getting them to sit hand in hand and having to play around with music and having to play around with lots of different instruments we've never touched before in our lives, and ultimately having an opportunity to express lots of things. But this particular poem is quite poignant because something that happens with stroke is the loss of senses, and I think this wonderfully captures that sense of losing your senses and that sense of looking beyond stroke.
Mary, would you mind just introducing yourself and then going on to recite your poem for us?
Okay. Hi, I'm Mary Smith, and my poem's called Through the Window. I had two severe strokes 7 years ago, and the effects of them were that I lost a lot or parts of my senses. I'm now registered partially sighted. At the time, I couldn't speak, and I have limited sensation and touch. So the poem is called Through the Window, and as I say, I was in the hospital looking out through the window, but there's a lot more to it than that. It actually shows you that through the window of my mind, I did actually turn it around, and it's now positive. If this window could open, I would reach for autumn, caress the trees tinged with gold, crunch on leaves and walk through the gate to misty mornings. If this window could open, I would touch chrysanthemums and ripe conkers, pick blackberries and apples, tread carefully on acorn-spattered paths. If this window could open, I would smell the rich damp soil and dying bonfire embers, hear the swooping of swallows and geese in migratory chatter. If this window could open, I would breathe in frosty air, sample tastes from harvest casks, trace patterns on dusty stones, drink dew from whispering grass. If this window could open.
Stunning. Thank you, Mary.